Warning, this program is rated X and contains materials that are extra hype and inappropriate for squares and suckers. Parents strongly caution.
What up, what up? Welcome to the first ever installment of the Home Invasion Show, and I'm your host, the Home Invader himself, DJ Living Large, invading your homes, cars, and phones. And I'll be bringing you some of the greatest rap joints hip-hop has to offer, starting with the master himself, Master Ace, holding it down for Brownsville. With the INC Ride, one of the songs off Sitting on Chrome, one of my favorite albums of all time because it fused West Coast beats with New York style rapping. And I really liked that album, it was pretty dope, and I was really feeling it. Hopefully you guys feel the vibe of this tune. It was a single and it rocked the house back when it first came out. But without further ado, Master Ace, INC Ride on the Home Invasion Show.
Like lightning, it's frightening, I'm tightening niggas up, cause they don't know the score. Ooh, here comes the roar, knock on your door. I wonder who it is and who could it be.
Ain't nobody but the INC.
With more soul than the train, I'm a brain. Well, 808 beats to hit big like Kane. Daddy, caddy, coupe the bill, chill. Jump in my ride and slide down the hill to see if we can catch them kids that was talking that mess and trying to impress. Nevertheless, yo, I gotta let them know they can't find us, so get behind us as we cruise in the INC
ride.
Master Ace and Lord Dagon, the INC Ride off the album Sitting on Chrome, one of my favorite albums of all time because I love that West Coast sound, and in my opinion, Ace blended it together nicely. Now, if you didn't know, I'm a big CD collector, and last time I counted, I had about 404 CDs, and that was in February, so you know the number went up. And the reason why I brought this up is because everything I play you is in that pristine CD quality and not some murky download, so you know Living Large is giving you the hookup, baby. Now we're going to take it from the streets of Brownsville to the streets of Vallejo, California with my main man, Selly Cell, letting you know how it's going down on the Home Invasion Show. Check it out, because the track is hot.
Tonight, you know I got to go get fitted. Hit the mall to get it, then I stop to get my hair twisted up in ponytails, then sell a bill back to the grain and let my peoples know, you know what's going down tonight, man, we living. I got the 411 on the bumping. We riding with them heaters if they funk, and then we dumping. I'm slumping in the meantime, my speakers are jumping up out they box. I see these brides choosing, man, they sprung on my Shirley locks. Made the block and they was all up on my bumpers trying to pull me over, but now I guess it nothing when I'm sober. Hit the gas and smoked it up, smashed off a Maudi. Bending corners laughing cause I left their car cloudy. Went to my partner house and they was posted splitting Vegas. Bet $5 a game on Madden 95 on Sega. Tacking out the room, fools laying on the ground. They better have some get back cause tonight it's going down. Sega, now we slamming bones. Up in my hood, it's on. We make a casino up out your home. Head up, I sit some damn fast for they stash. Yelling, stand up when you pass. Turn over your bones and give me your cash. I hit the step with the money I want to give me a photo. A00 on the scene, I'm an OG on the ink for show. I get twisted up in knots, purr, straight sloppy. Prize breeders on my nuts and haters wanna mop me. Can't understand how deep I get when I spit this real on real to real. Straight up out the heels, doing a minute wheel, steel toe, boot stomping, bobbing my head to the womp and getting my knees dirty. When I'm stanging among the dice for Thompson, side betting Lil Joe and the duck, now watch me grow. I let them go and watch that double deuce lock up a show. I talk spad and clown, walking around and making my round, snatching my money up off the ground, cause tonight it's going down. Finally nightfall, jumped in my 7-4, smashing cause I'm tight, y'all. Check to see if the tech was on the passenger seat, I need some heat. The only way I'ma creep late night through these faulty streets. Been the block and seen the whole crew on the counter, smelling that aroma, talking about the bump and coming up on the super bad, something cool, you know how we do it. Touch him with some game and fill him with some do it fluid. We hit the store, it's about 30 players belling in. Give me some C&B, some Hennessy and Seagram's gin. Lemon squeeze, but no chasing, fool, we straight lacing. Jump in the mob and punch it to the bumpers, players racing. We pulls up and see you posted outside, getting gone. I'm in the zone, ready to take me something home. Wall-to-wall breeders, top notches, maintenance going down. At this bump I found, tonight, fool, it's going down.
Bye.
Home Invasion Show. You're rocking with your man DJ Living Large on the boards, bringing you some of that old school hip hop, some of that classic hip hop, the stuff that will never die, the stuff of legends. And speaking of legends, have you seen the roster for Rock the Bells yet? Man, it's gonna be hype. You know, they got Missy Elliott playing. If you didn't know, she was suffering from Graves' disease, but she's back in full effect. You know, I know some people saying thank God for that and everything, but the main headline is Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're gonna be playing their CD East 1999 Eternal in its entirety. You know, they have a 20th year anniversary. They've been in the game for a long time, and they're one of my favorite groups in hip hop. And I've been listening to them. I've been following their career since I was in middle school, believe it or not. And I have some of their releases. I've been, like I said, collecting CDs and everything. And you know, this stuff right here, you know, them coming back for Rock the Bells, that's gonna be something legendary, because it's you know, with Flesh being locked up for about 10 years, he recently got out, and you know, Busy Bone was on again, off again in the group. It's a really rare occasion when you get all five of the thugs together to do an album and everything, or a concert in this case. So anybody that's going, you know, feel blessed, feel fortunate, because what you're gonna be seeing is something that is probably not gonna happen anymore, you know. And if you didn't know that, they actually got an album coming out called The Lost Archives. You can check that out on HarmonyHouseEntertainment.com. And it's going to be all of their old school songs that hasn't been released yet. So any songs that hasn't made it on an album that's been cut off or something like that, they're actually releasing. And I know a lot of Bone Thugs fans that are very excited for it. I, for one, am very excited for it. And yeah, I guess nothing left more to say than shouts out to BTNH board, you know, my people on there. And if you can, pre-order your album, The Lost Archives, off HarmonyHouseEnt.com, and you know, support the group. But for now, we got one of the hits that made them famous and put them on the hip hop map. We got Thuggish Ruggish Bone right here on the Home Invasion Show.
We're not against rappers, but we are against those thugs.
It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. Yo, this is Easy motherfucking E.
This is Cam representing Watson Compton.
Silent Scarce, that crazy motherfucking Eastside Rider, Frost, that's it. And you listening to the...
And you're listening to...
The Home Invader.
All right, new drink. One part Alizé, one part Cristal. Thugs Faction, baby. Y'all know what time it is. This drink is guaranteed to get the pussy wet and the dick hard. Now, if you're with me, pour a glass of drink with a nigga, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to turn y'all niggas into alcoholics. I'm just trying to turn you into motherfucking thugs. So come get some of this Thug Faction, baby.
I could put like they think would be good till it's relevant. But I'm a straight soldier that I roll up a nigga like a 7 cent. Tripping over dead presidents that got this derelicts. I thought was down with us busy. Trying to climb to get us in it's so evident. Staying forever been thinking. Drinking over a felony. Helling me in half. It would be in hella shit. People telling me to cool out. But they ain't feeling me. A motherfucking fool bout. My fucking cheddar cheese and the pleases. Passion to mind. Thugging, hugging plenty of G's and laughing. I passed two times and all these bastards that be watching. Just keep it playing and I'ma keep it the same. Just take it a simple game. I can plinkle with rain twinkling. Diamonds and things go plinkling. Enough to hold me till I'm old and wrinkling. These adversaries, they gon' have to be worrying. Cause I'ma be ill and fulfilling my passion till I'm burying my thug passion.
I heard it's a bomb and you got it going on. Give me some of your thug passion, baby. You got me dripping wet from the way you make me sweat. Give me some of your thug.
The prophecy probably subtly switch how it's supposed to be. A dirty money can't be evil cause it's filling up my tummy. Born in opposition, death collision was creaturistic. Twisted riches, but it's only one way to make more. So I'm standing on the corner trying to hustle in the snow. Am I bigger, bro? Couldn't know, but I'm by a 4-4 blasting. I'm playing, hating my M.O. with a thug passion.
Pushing down, mashing, controlled by the stuff's passion. I like the mother buses, pistol blasting. I'm asking what happened to them niggas who kept the real like they claim to. That's what money and bang do, see that ain't true. Traveling this road, my poor soul has been consolidated. With all this bullshit that I done tolerated, how I made it can be easily stated. It's like my heart has been engraved with the passion to be the fucking greatest. Load up and take shit.
Make this to some high dollar gangster shit.
Jack a stack till we got enough bank to split.
Creep with me through that immortal flow. The passion got you trembling like death on the road. Make it move so I can throw your mind in curve. While I'll be blowing up the scene like my nigga Mr. Herb. Take a toe as your heart goes full of rest. I got the bomb. Fuck the rest. You need a thug to get you flowing. Let that low see smoke. Feeling the strokes of the nine. Squeeze tight and slow.
I heard it's a bomb and you got it going on. Give me some of your thug passion, baby. You got me dripping wet from the way you make me sweat. Give me some of your thug passion, baby. Oh.
They say money don't make the man. Damn, I'm making money, observing you motherfuckers. Cause some of you bitches funny, say you want it, but you bullshitting. Look in them lips, you got me about to act a fool quick. Sipping on some Alizé and Cristal. Meanwhile, buy me a drink and get the winking at me, she smiles. A nigga's full of passion, satisfaction is everlasting. How does it feel? What I'm asking while I'm rubbing on that ass, why you laughing? See, I'm digging as if I'm curious, full blown and furious. Baby, get a grip when I be doing this. It's so physical, my attraction, driven by alcohol. Beware of my reaction, baby, I'm on the ball. Thugged out on death row. You better recognize a picture, what I said, so. Now you can feel it, it's a potion for my niggas in motion. Forever blasting, bitches ain't ready for this thug passion.
I heard passion. It's a bomb, and you got it going on. Give me some of your thug passion, baby.
You got me dripping wet from the way you make me sweat.
the legendary Tupac Shakur on the legendary Johnny J beat right here on the Home Invasion Show. Now, over the weekend, I managed to catch the Dark Knight movie, Dark Knight Rises, the new one. And first of all, I'd like to say my condolences go out to the family of everybody that was slain up in Aurora, Colorado. And I just wanted to get that out of the way before I talk about this movie. But, you know, I watched the movie. It was all right. It wasn't as good as The Dark Knight, the second movie. The one I liked was with the Joker. And Bane, they did a very different take on Bane, I guess. First of all, they had, he's not Latino anymore. He's not, you know, speaking Spanish or anything like that. But he was, they gave him a Roman accent, like a Irish accent kind of thing, which is cool. You know, I like what they did with that. But I hated the effect that they put on his voice. It wasn't so much the accent that I didn't understand. It was more along the lines of the effect. Like, if it was no effect, I would have understood him even more, like, clearer than I did with the effect. Because when he's talking, you know, some people pointed out, they said, when he's talking far away, when he's addressing a crowd, you can understand him perfectly. But when he's addressing one person and he's talking in that, you know, that low voice, that's when it gets a little muffled, you know. And I agree with that. That's one of my problems with it. But other than that, the movie was pretty good. A lot of people said it was a Bruce Wayne movie more than it was a Batman movie. And I could kind of see where it was going. But, you know, in with the Christopher Nolan universe, I guess, for Batman, that's how it is. It's more character-driven and it's more, you know, slow-paced, I guess, you know. And me, I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of character development. I'm a fan of dramas and all of this. So it's all good, and I highly recommend you watch it. If you have not seen it, I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it, but if you have not seen it, go ahead and watch this movie, because it's worth the wait, I guess. And yeah, I would just like to see what they're going to do with Batman. Apparently they said they're going to reboot it. I really hope they keep the gritty nature of it, but you know, we'll see what happens. But for now, we got the godfather of Chicano hip hop. We got Kid Frost with La Raza right here on the Home Invasion Show.
Soy MC Kid Frost, yo soy jefe, my throne is the big boss. My cuenta is loaded, it's full of balas. I put it in your face and you won't say nada. Vatos cholos, you call us what you will. You say we are assassins, you're truly about to kill. It's in my brother be an Aztec warrior. Go to any extreme and hold no barriers. Chicano, and I'm brown and proud. Want this chingazo, Simona said let's get down. Right now, in the dirt. What's the matter? You afraid you're gonna get hurt? I'm with my homeboys, my ties, my camaradas. Kicking back on mi ganga y pa' mi no diga nada. You're switching gones, like Al Capone, ese. Control a todo, so don't ever try to sweat me. Some of you don't know what's happening, que pasa. It's not for you anyway, cause this is for the raza. I'm speaking is known as Galo. Y sabes que loco, yo soy muy malo. Tú no sabes nada, your brain is hollow. Been hit in the head too many times with a follow. Still you're trying to act cool, but you should know. You're so cool that I'ma call you a gulo. You're just a peewee, you can't get none ever. You're on the lever. Your own radio doesn't back you up. They just look at your ass and call you a poo butt. And so I look and I laugh and say, ¿qué pasa? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is for the raza, raza, raza. So I had to go solo. And when I go out alone, I pack. I don't sweat the chavalas when I know that I'm strapped. Every time that I pack my piece, I pull it out quick, all the nonsense will cease. Just like the song, when you're 18 with a bullet, got my finger on the trigger, I'm not afraid to pull it. If it gets out of hand, I know some mafiosos quick to pull out weapons on some stupid ass baboso. Sitting there wondering what's happening, que pasa? Yeah, this is for the